It's time for Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer. Join us for prayer, praise, and worship with Pastor Beatrice Smith. It's Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer on YAT Radio.
This is Sabrina. Will you open up the prayer line with prayer, please?
Father, we come humbly before your presence, Lord, giving you thanks in advance for what you're going to do this evening. Spirit of God, we ask you to forgive us for anything that is contrary to your will, sin in our life, Lord. That's what it's called, sin. So, God, that we have a clear connection to you. We know that, God, you said once you're forgiving, that, God, you throw it into a sea of forgetfulness. So I thank you as we gather this night to fellowship, to hear a word from the Lord, that the Spirit of God open up our hearts and open up our ears and open up our mind, body, and soul to get 100% of what you're saying to us this evening. Lord, you said today we got to take up our cross and follow you. And sometimes taking up that cross is not an easy way, an easy place to be. But God, I'd rather be there than anywhere else. So I thank you that through the cross we are being refined in the fire as pure as gold, that we're being molded like diamonds, Lord. And I thank you that the Spirit of God is manifesting everything you said, God, in our lives as your children. Healing show is coming forth. Deliverances are coming forth. Manifestation of your love is coming forth, Lord. I thank you said that although, God, we're many members, we'll get one body. So I thank you tonight as we're preparing to hear your word, that the Spirit of God begin to drive it home to our hearts, that we can fulfill your purpose and the plan that you have for us, God. Greater is he that's in us and he that's in this world. You said we must first find the strong man before we can spoil his goods. So tonight, as we gather, we are spoiling the goods of the devil right now and telling him to lose his hold of your children, of our fellowship, of this prayer line. And I thank you that the blood of Jesus is with us as we fellowship and as Pastor Smith gives this anointed word from heaven above in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Sister Tamara.
Welcome all to our prayer line. I would like to give you some information on how you can reach out to us. We have a prayer line service twice a week. You can call in and listen live on Tuesday or Wednesday night. The Tuesday night number is 858-357-9137, and that begins at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're calling in on that line now, please mute your phone. Wednesday, we have a prayer line on 916-588-9688, and that begins at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Also, every second and fourth Sunday at 2:15, you can also listen live on the Wednesday night number. Special prayer requests can be emailed to sghprayer@yahoo.com or written to Full Gospel House of Prayer, P.O. Box 1366, North Highlands, California, 95660. We also have a website, fullgospelhouse.org. If the Tuesday night number has any interference, please call the Wednesday night number as a backup. Full Gospel House of Prayer Second Extension also meets every second and fourth Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at Bethany Church. The address is 3291 Giannini Road, that's in Atwater, California, 95301. I do have some special announcements about the date, so please listen closely. Our next services will be April 14th, which is the second Sunday coming up, and April 21st, which is Resurrection Sunday, which will be the third Sunday. So we'll be meeting in April, the 2nd and the 3rd. Also, in preparation for Resurrection Sunday, there will be no prayer service next week on the phone line Tuesday and Wednesday evening, which is April 16th and 17th. We will return on April 23rd and 24th. Please inform your friends and family as well. It's now time for our testimonies. Please keep your testimonies 1 to 2 minutes. And please, mute your phones when you're not speaking. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Do anyone have a testimony tonight? Do anyone have a testimony tonight? If there
yes,
isn't
I
any...
do.
Okay, go on.
Yes, my father passed on Saturday morning, and God made it possible for me and my sisters to pay for the funeral services at a minimal cost to us. God took care of the finances for us.
Praise the Lord.
I want to give all the glory to God.
We're praying for you in this time of bereavement. Thank you for your testimony. Do anyone else have a testimony tonight? If there isn't any more testimonies, we're going to go into the Word of God. Please mute your phone, please. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your Word tonight. Father, we don't need head knowledge, because head knowledge is a cause of spirit to misguide us. It's called conflict in the mind. It feeds on feeling and emotion. But we need the anointing of God to breathe on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, we dismantle head knowledge tonight. We need the oil of the anointing. We need the anointing to bless this line tonight, because head knowledge is nothing but a conflict in the mind. But thank you, Father Jesus, for your anointing to breathe now by faith in Jesus' name. If you have your Bibles, will you please turn to Job, the third chapter, verses 25 and 26. Hebrew 11 and 1. Job 3, verses 25 and 26. And Hebrew 11 and 1. And get those two books. Could you please say amen?
Amen.
Tonight is a night of deliverance, if you can receive it. Tonight, we're interceding against the spirit of fear. And when you pray, and you pray a prayer in fear, it's not effective, saints of God. And what fear does, it opens up doors to hinder your prayers. It opens up a gate, and prayers are not effective. And tonight, we're going to pray that that cycle of fear, that there are schemes from the enemy. They have you to pray in fear. And what fear does is close every door that God has for you. And it causes every negative door to be open. And we're going to see it by the Word of God, that we're going to agree with the Word of God tonight, that the spirit of fear comes subject to the anointing tonight, and that force that does one thing, it disallows God to operate in our lives. We're going to see it by the Word of God. Job 3, 25 and 26, please.
Okay, I'm getting Job, sorry. Sorry, I was on Jeremiah. 3. Job 3 and 25.
And 26.
Okay. And it reads, "For the thing which I am greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. I was not in safety, neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came."
This word is saying, when you fear, those things that you are fearful are, comes to pass. It comes upon us. And in fear, there's no peace. There's no rest, and trouble is continuously. And so many believers are going through that vicious cycle. It's a scheme of the evil one, thanks of God. It goes against faith. It's like oil and water. It opened up the doors for every negative thing to come against you. It opposes faith. It disallows the Holy Spirit and faith to operate in our lives, because fear disagreed with faith. And this is what this word is saying. Everything I fear, dread, come true. It means when your mind is in that place and you're praying a prayer with fear in that prayer, which is negative, it opens doors. It brings those things that is you're fearful of to pass. It caused those things to come to pass. And this is a night where believers, I'm talking about believers tonight, when you pray in faith. You pray believing. You pray that it's going to happen because you're praying the will of God. You're praying that these things that you're praying about will be accomplished. You're going to see things achieved. But when you're in a place of fear and you're praying and you're shaking in your spirit because all you're seeing is that this dark thing is over your life, the prayers are not effective. They're not. You won't see success. You won't see fruit. You won't see the Spirit of God move for you. There's no force of God in that prayer. There's no power in that prayer. That prayer caused nothing to yield or to manifest. When you pray like that, nothing is activated. Nothing is accomplished. When you pray like that, it does what? Nothing comes in order. Everything stays in the same bad effect. Because, as this word was saying, everything I fear and dread comes true. Fear brings things to pass that's not of God, thanks to God. When you fear, it opens up doors. It opens up a gate. And what happened? The enemy and his schemes comes in, opposes everything that you have need of, make things worse, cause you to be in an unrest, cause you to be in a place where there's no peace, because what? It's like oil and water. It pulls. It's disjoint. It causes things not to come to pass. But when you pray in faith, Hebrews, the fourth chapter, say you enter into the rest of God. That means the peace of God is over you. You're in a rest. You're in a place where you are assured. You are certain because you agree with God's word. And what happens? You're in a place of peace. You're in a place of rest. And you're a place of assurance, knowing that that thing that you have need of, tell my things, whatever the thing may be, saints of God, meaning that thing that I have need of, it shall be accomplished. It shall come forth. Anything, you're believing that you shall see the accomplishment and it's going to be performed, that event that God has already announced over your life, when the enemy comes in to try to shake you because you're such in a place of rest. Saints of God need rest as never before in this time because they're going by head knowledge. They're going about somebody reading some book and some philosophy. But tonight I want you to know that the power of the anointing is what breaks yokes. It's the power of the anointing of the word of God what causes the schemes of Satan to come into a place where he is discharged. And when you're standing in that kind of faith, I'm not talking about head knowledge. I'm talking about something that the enemy comes and make you feel good about it. Head knowledge is something that's misguided. Head knowledge is a conflict in your mind. Head knowledge feeds on emotion. But tonight, we are coming against that spirit by the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of God. We are coming knowing that the anointing of God breaks the yoke. It's the oil of God that flows from heaven upon your prayers. It's the anointing of God that blesses the people of God. Head knowledge cannot bless us because head knowledge is nothing but conflict, and conflict is nothing but fear. It's like oil and water. It's not based on faith, things of God. It's a spirit that's negative, and it comes from the evil one. And when he sees that door is open, because he knows the difference, he knows when we're standing in faith. When you're standing in faith, you're in a rest. I don't care what you see. I don't care what letters you receive. I don't care what word the devil tries to put in your spirit. Your spirit is in such a place of agreement with God's word. Your spirit is in a certainty and assurance. You're trusting God. You're saying, hallelujah, I prayed, I believe, I shall receive. So none of the reports that the enemy will bring against you, your mind, your body, your spirit, it does not work. It's like oil and water. It will not come together because your faith knocks the devil out. Your faith gives the devil a black eye. Your faith discharges the works of Satan. Your faith breaks every power that Satan has sent out against you. Your faith cause everything that the devil has sent against you be detached by the blood of Jesus and the word of God. And your faith cause everything. It caused a move of God over your life. It caused the force of God over your life. It caused the power of God to move over your life. It caused the spirit of God to cause those things to what? Be accomplished over your life. It's not negative, because anything that's in fear is negative. It disallows faith to operate, saints of God. It disagrees with faith. And so tonight, God gave us charge over the devil tonight, through his anointing and through his word and his name, to stop the cycle of faith. That's a scheme that the enemy brings against us. It stalks in the mind. It goes against the thing that you believe in God for. It closes doors. But tonight, we're going to stand in agreement tonight that every negative spirit of fear that our minds open up because of head knowledge, because of something somebody think it ought to work like this, which is not of faith. Head knowledge is not of faith. Head knowledge is a misguiding spirit. It's a spirit of conflict in the mind. It feeds on what? Feelings and emotion. Faith is not by feeling. It's not by emotion. It's about believing God and having a certainty in your spirit that the things, whatever things you have need of tonight, that means anything you believe in God for tonight, shall be what? Achieved. Shall be accomplished. Shall be performed. That means every event in your life. I've seen the spirit of faith knock out the spirit of fear in people's lives, because the spirit of God comes in. And they get in a place of consistency. They get in a place where they feel they know that the word has accountability behind it. They get in a place of surety. They're not wavering about anything. They are so assured. It's just like, hallelujah, they have it in their hand. They see it by faith. It's in their mind's eye. It's created in their thoughts. And when the devil comes to try to come against that, the devil is discharged, because the devil cannot stop faith, saints of God. And I've seen it happen to too many people. I remember this loved one that had cancer of the face. And head knowledge tried to cause this individual to stop testifying that they were healed. Head knowledge tried to get her to sit down and shut her mouth up. Say, your condition look worse. I'm talking about, this is head knowledge. That individual say, I'm healed by faith. And look like the things was getting worse, but she said, I'm healed by faith. And she would get up with that testimony, I'm healed by faith. And those that's full of head knowledge say, look at you. The sore is getting worse. But she said, I'm healed by faith. She was in a place of certainty. She was in a place that she's seen the Lord perform a mighty act in her body. She was in a place where she was absolutely in assurance that cancer was not going to stay on her face. And head knowledge could not bring her into a place of despondency. She said, I'm healed by faith in Jesus' name. One day she came to church, and the sore was gone, and her face was smooth, because she stood in faith, and fear had to dissipate. And the healing verses of his word went in and dissolved that cancerous spirit. And so tonight, God wants you to agree with his word tonight. Don't let no one with head knowledge take your blessing tonight. Let no one with head knowledge open up a door for the enemy and his schemes to come in and snatch your blessing tonight. Let no one with head knowledge misguide you tonight. Let no one with head knowledge bring conflict in your mind tonight, that you feed on the feelings or the emotion of their words tonight. We're coming by the authority of Jesus Christ tonight to cancel that vicious cycle, that cycle that's been over many people's lives. Many times it's generation of unbelief, generation of fear. It's like a rotation. It goes on and gone. It is attached seeds. It goes on for in times. It goes on for years. Because somebody connected to that family bring that seed on down. And that seed attaches itself from generation to generation. That's called a cycle. And tonight, that cycle of fear must come subject to the blood of Jesus and the word of God. That cycle of fear must be discharged tonight over your life. That cycle of fear must end tonight in Jesus' name. It's like oil and water. If some people you see practice the same thing over and over and over again, over and over again, you see it from generation to generation. Faithless people, you see it from generation to generation. Inconsistent people, you see it from generation to generation. Unaccountability, you see it from generation to generation. People, they had the same seed over their lives. And that's a generation of spirits sent from the evil one, saints of God. You see it all the time. It's a spirit. And it comes to do what? To hinder. It's a spirit that comes to rob. It's a spirit that opens up a gate where the enemy feeds on your life. And you don't walk in success. You don't walk in achievement. You don't walk in certainty. You don't walk in deliverance, because faith is not in operation. I've seen it over and over. Some of you have seen it. That same spirit. Because head knowledge, somebody get in somebody's head, then they get in a conflict in their mind, and they begin to feed on those words, which is false emotion. And what happened? They don't get their miracle. Because faith and fear is like oil and water. Fear closes every single door. And that devil feeds that same spirit from generation to generation. We need to get sick and tired of the devil tonight, because people need deliverance tonight. We're in dangerous and perilous times, and head knowledge isn't working. Never worked, but it truly is not working this hour we're living in now. Because what? It has no peace. You're not in arrest. And gates are open where prayers are not effective. You don't see fruit. You don't see things being moved in your life for the good. It's nothing yielding that's bringing forth good. Nothing's being accomplished. Nothing falls in order. Why? Because of fear. It's an enemy against faith, saints of God. And it opened up gates. It opened up gates for the schemes of the evil one comes in. And that's a vicious cycle as never before. And you can't fight with a head knowledge spirit. The only one can fight against that spirit for you is the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God. Because people with head knowledge, they're going to think they're right when they're wrong. And the only one can change that spirit from operating and hindering is the Holy Ghost, is the anointing of God. I've seen so many people feed off of a head knowledge spirit, and their lives goes into a slow lane where nothing is accomplished. And they begin to mimic that head knowledge spirit. I seen a young man was testifying one Sunday. It sounded like that head knowledge spirit who had got in his head. What am I saying tonight? Don't let nobody get in your head like that, saints of God. Let no one get in your head like that to bring conflict in your mind. It's misguided. It comes in with a scheme to stop your blessing. It opened up a gate of the enemy to do what? To cause everything to be stopped in our lives. Hebrews 11:1, please.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
Faith is to be sure of things we hope for, to be certain of the things we cannot see. The things we cannot see, faith sees it, saints of God. The things we cannot see, faith sees it accomplished. The things that we cannot see, faith seeing it by faith achieved. The things that we cannot see, faith seeing that thing in operation. That's a faith. It sees it moving. It sees it in operation. It sees it manifest. That's what faith sees. It sees it by faith before they put their hands on it. They see it in operation. They see the move of God, the force of God. They see the power of God that will cause that thing to manifest. They see the hands of God discharging every evil force that would try to hinder them. They see it as done, saints of God. Let no one tonight, I'm encouraging you tonight, get in your head to my head knowledge, to misguide you in faith, to bring conflict in your mind, and give you false feelings, which is nothing but false emotion, which is anti-faith, which is negative, which work against faith, shut doors, cause things not to be accomplished, cause no deliverance, and cause no manifestation. But tonight I agree with God's word that that cycle must be stopped by the Spirit of God tonight, that vicious chain that has people bound up, every chain must be loosed by the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus tonight. Every generation that's had that seed to fall on their lives, that the Spirit of God will break that spirit tonight. And I believe the word of God as never before. Do anyone have need of prayer tonight?
Yes, Pastor, I need some prayer.
Okay.
My wife left me a little over a month ago. She cheated on me, and from my belief, she is still seeing the man.
Oh, okay, brother, I remember you called, I think it was last Wednesday. You're in my prayer, and I don't care what
Thank
it looks
you.
Like. God is a restorer. God is the spirit that his word reconciles. We're not going to talk about what she's doing. We're going to stand in faith that she's healed, that she's delivered, that the Spirit of God has broken everything because you desire her to be your wife. You desire her to return home. And the Spirit of God is the God of reconciliation. And we're going to pray tonight for you. Do anyone else have need of prayer tonight?
Hi, this is Sister Dolores. My family needs prayer. I have a nephew who passed, and he was 50 years old, and he had some mental issues, and they said he wasn't going to live to 10 years old. So thank God he was a Christian, and the family just needs prayer.
Okay.
His name, his name is Norman.
Okay. Do anyone else have need a prayer tonight? Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we come in faith tonight, not in fear. And Father, you gave us the authority to use your name tonight to come against that fear, because fear is torment. There is no peace in fear. There's no rest in fear. And trouble is lurking continuously when the spirit of fear has consumed us. So I come in the name of Jesus that the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God, stop the cycle of fear. Those schemes that the enemy has brought against people for generations. That the Spirit of God break every chain tonight and set captives free. That the series of fear in those vicious cycles, that the blood of Jesus stop tonight in Jesus' name and dissolve. That the blood of Jesus overthrow tonight in Jesus' name. That the Spirit of the blood close every door of fear tonight. That the Spirit of God dry up fear tonight. That the Spirit of God discharge fear tonight and dislodge it tonight by your anointing and by your word. You gave us the authority to use your name. We come in the name of Jesus tonight. That the spirit of fear dissipate in the name of Jesus. That the spirit of faith take charge now from generation to generation in the name of Jesus. We come by faith tonight against the spirit of head knowledge, that spirit that misguide, that spirit that bring conflicts in the mind, that spirit that feed on the feelings of our emotions. Satan, you're a lie. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit of head knowledge. We need the anointing of God tonight, the oil of God to begin to flow on those that's caught up with head knowledge, with somebody in their head telling them how faith operates, which is against the word of God. Father, in Jesus' name, we come against that conflict tonight in the mind, in the name of Jesus. You said to cast down every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ Jesus. We come tonight, every thought tonight, come into the captivity of Jesus Christ, that the spirit of faith arrest the spirit of fear tonight in the name of Jesus, that the spirit of certainty take them over tonight. They believe God for those things that God said is shall be. Those things that is according to his will and his word shall be performed and shall be accomplished tonight in the name of Jesus. For they are achievers tonight and they are successful tonight because of faith in operation in their lives in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father Jesus, that their seed die in the name of Jesus. That the seed that the enemy has planted, that the blood of Jesus uproot tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for going to the root system tonight. If you touch the root system tonight, Father, there's no life if you touch it, Father. You cause that root system to be dried up tonight, Father. Oh, that man, oh, that woman, oh, that boy, oh, that girl, that thing that has traveled, oh, God, as a vicious cycle for generation to generation. Father, I thank you to go into the quickness, to go into the root system tonight, and begin to touch that root system, and that the blood of Jesus and the word of God would dry it up tonight, that it become a dry soil, that water will not get to it, that it will not produce from this night forth, it will not perform from this night forth, that the Spirit of God will cause it to become to an end, a finish by faith in the name of Jesus. And I thank you tonight, Father, that you bless this family that's going through a place of bereavement. That the Spirit of God comfort them in their loss tonight. I thank you, God, that you allow time to be over this person's life. That whatever the diagnosis was, it was under your control and you prove yourself faithful. Thank you for being faithful to this family, Father. I thank you for the Spirit of the Holy Spirit to comfort them tonight by faith. Father, I thank you for this young man that desire his wife to return back whole and sound. Draw her, Father. John 6:44, she can't be drawn if the Spirit of God draw her. We can't save ourselves. Father, draw her tonight. If you draw her, God, the Spirit of godly sorrow is going to take her over. And she'll repent for her ways. The spirit of repentance will take her over, godless sorrow. And Father, she will desire that her husband be in her bosom. She will desire the breath of her own husband tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you tonight for the spirit of God to draw this woman, Father, from a backsliding, from a place, oh God, that she'll be reconciled to her husband. Father, if you draw her, she won't go backwards. I thank you for the spirit of healing and the Holy Ghost to draw her into salvation by faith, because he believed, Father Jesus. You said, we believe, we in our house, we are saved. Father, we thank you for our salvation, because the spirit of God drawing her right now, wherever she is. Oh, Father, let that bed that's polluted, oh God, I thank you for casting out of that polluted bed tonight in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God will let her know there's a strange breath she's breathing in the name of Jesus, and that the healing virtues of Jesus now do a work, God, that we will glorify you in. We thank you for the healing now. Father, I thank you. I pray for Jaira, this attack on her family tonight, that the spirit of God come against this vicious attack in Jesus' name, that the spirit of God will confuse every enemy that's coming against her, that the spirit of God will bring utter confusion to the plans of Satan. And I thank you, Father, for the peace of God over Jaira's house. And Father, as I get off of this line, I pray for the people of God as never before, that the spirit of faith would ignite them tonight in Jesus' name, because faith is a thing that we're certain of. Can't see it, but we believe it. They believe you tonight. And God, I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Be blessed, saints of God.
Amen.
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 You've been listening to Breaking Chains with the Full Gospel Hour of Prayer
on YAT Radio.
Tune in next week, same time.
Go to our website,
blogtalkradio.com/YAT Radio, or call in
858-357-9137.
It's Breaking Chains, YAT Radio, where we leave a mark that can't be erased by breaking the chains of silence.